今仔日的经文是记载伫《列王记上》第八章十二节到二十六节。迄时，所罗门讲：耶和华发光，伊的确徛伫幽暗的所在。我已经建造殿宇，做你的居所，做你永远徛起的所在。王全柄为以色列会众祝福，以色列作会众就拢徛立。所罗门讲：耶和华以色列的上帝是应当称颂的，因为伊亲嘴按我被大笔所应允的，也亲手成就了。伊讲，就从我坐我边以色列出埃及以来，我未捌伫以色列各支派中选择一城建造殿宇，做我名的居所，但竟选大笔伫你我边以色列。所罗门讲，我被大笔不立意，必为耶和华以色列上帝名建殿。耶和华却对我被大笔讲，你立意为我名建殿，这个意思真好，只是你未做建殿，只有你所生的子的确为我的名建殿。现在耶和华成就了伊所应允的话，和我接受我被大笔做以色列的国位，各位耶和华以色列上帝的名建造了殿。我也在其中为约柜有备这个所在，约柜内有耶和华的约，就是伊带咱列祖出埃及地时阵甲因立的约。所罗门当着以色列会众徛伫耶和华的大前，仰天举手讲：耶和华以色列的上帝啊，天顶地下无上帝同比你耶、yeah, 你用迄个真心行伫你面前的仆人受约是阻碍，用你仆人我被大笔所应允的话，现在应验了，你亲嘴应允，亲手成就，这真像今仔日一样。耶和华以色列的上帝啊，你所应允你仆人我被代笔的话讲，你的子孙若尽心改己行为，在我面前行事，亲像你所行的一样，就无断人在以色列的国位。现在求你应验这个话，以色列的上帝啊，求你成就用你仆人我被代笔所应允的话。愿上帝祝福伊家己的话。
各位平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
平安。我今仔日特别邀请恁一齐，甲我入去到一个环境的内面。
I want to invite you all now to join me in an environment.
你知影这个时阵，上帝和所罗门建立了迄个圣殿。
Now you know at this time, God allowed Solomon to finish the construction of the temple.
然后上帝为着这圣殿内面所需要的器具隆重备办了咯。
As well as furnish everything in the temple.
然后上帝伊就安排了祭司将这个约柜带入去到祭信所内面。
They have also prepared the priest to bring the ark into the temple.
所以呢，这个时阵，大项拢安排了咯。
So at this time, everything has been completed.
然后将呢祭司对这个祭信所圣所内面提出来。
And the priests are already out of
然后你跟我吼，就跟住咧祭司撒旦徛伫迄个所在。
So now you and I are with the people outside the temple.
然后你忽然间看到这个圣所内面哦，有上帝荣耀充满了。
And you and I see that the glory of God descended.
那我问你啊，你若伫遐，你看到几百度的，你会创啥物
？Now let me ask you, if you were there and you saw this, what would you feel?
啊，可能你看到，哎呀，干哪安尼啊
？Perhaps you might say, why is it like that? Or you might be frightened that you close your eyes. But you see that Solomon's response was different. Solomon at this point prayed. And then he said here that God, you reside in a dark place. And at the same time, he wanted to build and offer this temple for God to reside in. And after praying this prayer, he faced the people and then blessed the people. So you see in his prayer and in his blessing, then you see how intimate Solomon's understanding of God is.
So 我相信哦, 这是所罗门对神的领悟以后,
so I believe it is because of Solomon's understanding that he is able to pray this way.
就我问你,
So let me ask you, do you know God? So for several instances, we will go into Solomon's prayer and know more about God. For today, we will only discuss two points. For the first point, we see that after the temple was constructed and the people were celebrating the construction of the temple, we see that God descended upon the temple. And what does this mean if the glory of God descended to the temple? This shows that our God is a God who reveals things.
原因是什么?
What does this mean?
因为, 当人做了所有的一切，上帝无反应的时阵，咱就唔知影上帝爱啊无爱。
Because if God didn't reveal Himself or do something after the temple was constructed, then we wouldn't know whether or not the temple was
acceptable.
But because God's glory descended on the temple, we know that He was pleased with it. So we know that God is a God who likes to reveal Himself. Do you know that it is very hard for people to understand God if it were not for Him to reveal Himself? You see, when God created this world, did you know that Adam and God's relationship was very intimate? Because God can meet with Adam in the garden face to face. For example, when God told Adam that you have to populate the earth. And He also told Adam and Eve that they have to manage the living things of the world. And God also clearly told them not to eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. So we see that Adam and God's relationship with God was so intimate that they could discuss
things.
So God can clearly tell Adam and Eve what He feels, what His heart wants. But when Adam and Eve sinned, when they wanted to become the head, when they wanted to take the place of God, they sinned. And the first consequence of sin is that their understanding, their intimacy with God changed. How? Because when God looked for Adam and Eve after their sin, you remember that Adam and Eve hid. Now why did they hide?
代表亚当夏娃对神的认识是讲我比上帝找无着我。
The fact that they hid shows that their understanding of God is that if they hid, God wouldn't be able to see them.
是代表因的头壳对上帝认识对无限变成有限的上帝。
So in their minds, this infinite God suddenly became finite.
所以我比嘞上帝找无着我嘛。
So that if I went and hid.God should not be able to see me.
所以，让你看到人对神的认识已经无啥同了。
So this shows that man's mindset, understanding of God suddenly changed.
那第二个无常是啥物
？The second change.
那上帝可以离开了伊甸园。
When God, when man departed from the Garden of Eden.
对，离开伊甸园的时。
When they departed from the Garden of Eden.
然后，伊跟上帝的距离拢远了。
And their relationship with God departed even further. And they could no longer meet God face to face. So man's understanding of God relied on stories from Adam and Eve. But you know, stories are very dangerous. Verbal communications may change over time. I believe you've all played the game Pass the Message. You know my mother-in-law? Once she held the game Pass the Message. And she told the person, just pass this very simple word.
Romantic.
And this word is romantic.
Romantic.
Now, how do you say romantic in Mandarin? So it is four words, romantique. So that, these four words are the translation of romantic in Mandarin. So when this word was passed on, romantique, and this word is passed around, and the last person
said the word,
and now what did I say? It is also four words. Do you know what the words romantica became?
Romantica.
It became boiled eel and pig's feet. It became very Chinese. And there was eel and there was pig's feet. So the words romantica changed greatly. So when messages are passed verbally, a lot of things change. So when man's understanding of God is being communicated verbally only, it changed. But we thank God. What kind of God is He? God revealed Himself to us. Why? Because sometimes when we perceive things, The thing itself is sometimes different from how you perceive
Immanuel Kant.
Now, the philosopher Immanuel Kant, he had one very strong philosophy. And this principle changed everything from absolute to relative.
Now, his 理论是什么?
Now, what is this principle? He says that the thing in itself, he is saying that the nature of the thing itself and how you perceive the thing is different.
So he says the thing in itself and things to me 无相同物件.
So the thing in itself and the thing to me is different.
So I think that man or woman has a good way of saying.
So in Chinese, we also have a saying.
He says, 听者干哪，讲者无心，听者干哪无有意。啊，所以你讲的人无这个心，但是听的人就干哪，你感觉是安尼。
So the meaning of the person who says something might be different from the understanding of the person who hears.
So
because of this, Immanuel Kant's principle made everything relative. It is now relative to how you see it.
但是那是按你的时阵，
but if this is the case，
我跟你讲，
let me tell you，
大家人会创意自己的神呐，
then everyone will make their own god。
有影无？你问我讲啥？
isn't it？
是像咱正月初九， Manila 有啥物啊？
for example， January 9， Manila celebrated。
有啥物啊？有 Black Nazarene。
celebrated the Black Nazarene。
啊，你知影你那去火烧边界？
you know if you suffer fire,
fire stations.
Fire stations.
然后你看到迄个耶稣吼，穿红火火的衫。
And you see a Christ, a miniature Christ wearing fireman's garb.
所以伊将这个神哦，哎，愈来愈变哦，变成万灵位的神呐。
So they keep changing this God into something that they want.
对不？所以你上帝那安尼落去吼，我那安尼的传法，安尼的解决法哦，上帝变成唔知影啥啊。
So if we apply Immanuel Kant's principle, then God becomes something that is ever changing.
但是你感謝上帝，上帝吼，知影人無法當近上帝。
But we thank God because we know that man cannot come near God.
咱知影人本身無法當了解上帝。
We know that man cannot understand God.
所以上帝吼，唯一什麼啊？伊就啟示予你知影我是誰啊，我愛什麼。
And so God revealed Himself.
然後你看到這個真特別的所在，就是上帝。
And that is a very special thing to know that our God is a God who loves to reveal Himself.
但是，
but
这个启示的上帝，你若知影伊有法当启示，一定有两个真重要的特点。
This revelatory God has two important points.
那头一方面，这个上帝的确是有超越性。
First is that He is transcendent.
为什么我跟你讲？
Why do I say
this? 因为伫这个所罗门的祈祷的时阵，
because in Solomon's prayer,
然后一直开始。看到上帝荣耀充满，伊就开始讲啥物。
When he saw God's glory descending, he said,
用耶和华曾经讲，我的确住伫幽暗的所在。
God said that he resides in a dark place.
这个幽暗吼，看起来亲像上帝伫暗暗的所在，你明吗？
When we say dark place, it appears as if God resides in darkness.
但是呢，你来注意去看伊的 ESV 的翻译。
But if you look at the ESV version,
然后伊将迄幽暗即个字翻译叫做 thick cloud， 是真厚的云呐。
It is in the ESV version, it is translated into a thick cloud.
然后 NIV 伊翻译叫 dark cloud， 乌的云里面。
While in the NIV, it is translated into a dark cloud.
NASV 就翻译叫幽暗叫做 thick cloud。
And in the NASV, it is thick cloud.
ESV 叫做 thick darkness， 更加。真高的黑暗的里面。
Well, ESV, it is thick darkness.
Now, 到底所罗门的头壳想啥？
Now, just what was Solomon thinking?
然后伊讲，这个上帝吼，住伫这个干呐高云的里面，代表是上帝伊的云种，只你看无着。
It means what Solomon was saying is that since this God lives in this thick cloud, we cannot understand him. He is too far away from us.
所以代表上帝是一个超越性，是你云种你看不到的上帝。
It means that he is a God that we cannot reach, that you cannot see, that you cannot read, that you cannot understand.
但是你注意去看，伊用的一个字真重要，是上帝住伫这个幽暗的所在。
But take note of the words he says, that the words that Solomon uses, it says that God resides in a thick cloud.
是代表这个神哦，唔是泛神论的神。
It means that this God is not the God of pantheism.
那泛神论代表是上帝是无条，无条是上帝。
Pantheism means, pantheism claims that God is everywhere in all things.
God is everything.
God is everything.
各项是神，神是各项。
That everything is God.
这个思想哦，是印度教、佛教后边的几个观念。
And this is the idea behind Hinduism and Buddhism.
然后这是泛神论的思想。
This is the ideology of
pantheism. 但是你看咪所罗门伊即个基督，伊唔是讲讲上帝是迄个教魂，伊无安尼讲。
But take note that Solomon's prayer, he doesn't say that God is the thick cloud.
伊讲上帝住伫迄个教魂内边。
But rather he says that God resides in the thick cloud.
是代表讲伊唔是相信泛神论的神，伊相信即个神有一个超越性的神。
It means that this God is not the God of pantheism.
但是感谢上帝。
But thank God.
这个上帝不单单有一个超越性，伊还有另外一个真重要的物件， 是伊个内在神。
He is not only a transcendent God, but he is also an immanent God.
这内在神是代表讲，上帝唔是孤单，你伫遐你看无。
This immanence means that he not only resides or hides in a faraway place.
然后圣经讲啥物？我你得甲我创了一个殿宇乎你，然后你得甲住伫遐，代表上帝永远伫世间呢。
But what does Solomon say? Solomon says that I have created the temple for you, and God dwelled in the temple.
是代表这个神。
And this means that this God resides in the earth.
这代表这上帝有插世界的代志。
This means that this God is a God who affects and controls the
world.
And this contradicts the ideology of
deism.
Deism.
然后机械神论是什么？
Now what is deism?
是上帝创造了这个宇宙世界。
It is an ideology that says that God, yes, God created the world.
然后上帝就将这世界放咧，和这世界用自然律来去控制。
Then after creating the world, he leaves it alone to the laws of nature.
所以这个理论无实力。
So and he doesn't meddle with the.
代表上帝无咧插世界代志，无实力发生。
Means that it means that the God does not meddle in the affairs of the world and that no miracles can occur.
但是唔是，咱哋上帝有插世界嘅代志。
But our God is not like that.
伊唔是孤单，有超越性，有内在性，有咧插这个世界。
He is not only transcendent, he is also imminent. He takes care of things.
是代表上帝吼，伫咱嘅生命内面，伊有甲你讲我爱什么。伫你生命内面，上帝才有带领你。
It means that in your life, God is telling you what He wants and how you should lead it.
啊，我讲顶礼拜发生件代志。
Now let me tell you what happened last week.
啊，顶礼拜吼，我无讲到。
Last week I was not preaching.
然后我若无讲到吼，我特拜无穿西装啊。
And if I'm not preaching, I don't wear my suit.
然后我也无拍领带。
And I also don't wear my tie.
啊，我也想哦，是穿。穿件西衫。
I oftentimes just wear a polo shirt.
然后我顶礼拜我咧暗算，到底要穿皮鞋还是穿鹅毛鞋？
So last week I was deciding whether to wear rubber shoes or leather shoes.
后尾我就决定啊，既然到礼拜我穿什么啊？穿皮鞋，无穿鹅毛鞋。
So I decided to wear leather shoes.
所以呢，我顶礼拜真侪人找无着我。
So a lot of people couldn't find me.
啊，干哪伊找无着我，因为我无穿西装啊。
Why they couldn't find me? It's because I wasn't wearing my suit.
所以我跟你讲啊，我若无穿西装，人唔知影我。所以不话吼是不西装，唔是不话。
So oftentimes people don't see me when I'm not wearing the suit. They recognize the suit, not me.
啊，所以顶礼拜我就。头一顿我走去参加 V2 一个 Gospel Department 的一个训练。
So last week for the first service, I joined V2, the Gospel Department training.
然后第一顿了。
So after the first service.
然后我跟兄弟姊妹伫做三甲教堂啉咖啡。
So I was having fellowship with brothers and sisters downstairs.
然后十点。
And it was 10 o'clock.
然后我拄对这个副堂出去。
So I left the fellowship hall.
然后出去了，我要去我 office 去咪。
And I was going to my office to grab some things.
然后忽然间有一人看到我。
And suddenly someone saw me.
因为有一对夫妇在对下入来。
There was a couple who came in.
啊，我也在咧找，唔知看到伊，我找无伊咧，今仔。
And I'm looking for them right now. I can't seem to find them.
然后我看到伊，看到我，讲，哎，牧师，你今仔伫遮，我也欢喜啦。
And I saw them and they saw me. They said, Reverend, I'm so glad to see you here today.
我讲干哪子啊
？I asked him why.
伊讲我头一。拜拜来礼拜，我唔知你来，我唔知找到上阿无。
He said, because this is my first time, this is our first time to come to church, and we're not sure if we will find someone we know.
哦，你看你今仔来很早。
So I said, wow, you're very early today.
用无，我以为今仔十点礼拜啦。
And they replied, oh, we thought the service starts at 10.
哦，无十是十点半，我讲唔是十点。
So I told them, no, it actually starts at 10:30.
啊，我咧想吼，恁大家人都以为十点较好，你知不？
So I'm thinking maybe all of you should think that service starts at 10.
啊，你若拢总想十点吼，你会较早来；你若想十点半，你也想晏到啊。
Because if that is so, then all of you will come in earlier.
所以一下子一就来，也欢喜我咧，我就咧叫咪坐。
So I sat with them.
然后伊甲我坐，伊甲我讲一句话。
And as I was sitting with them, they told me one thing.
用真简单一句话。
And he told me one word.
用聲色哦，上帝哦，你帶領吧。
He told me, Reverend, you know, God is really leading me.
原因，伊講，我今下我來，我唔知我拄到誰啊。
The reason is because I was coming today and I didn't even know who I will meet. I didn't know what will happen to me once I go inside the church. But God made it so that we would meet each other. But this isn't coincidence. It was something planned by God. So I thank God that that precise week, I didn't have to preach. So I sat with Terence and Beth in the same row. And since I was civilian, I was dressed in casual clothing, I was relaxed. So let me tell you one thing. Actually, God in everything is imminent. He informs us what His heart desires. So Solomon knew that our God is a God who loves to reveal things. So if you are ever asked, what is special with Christianity? There are two things that are special with Christianity. First, is that God looked for man. It wasn't man who looked for God. Let me repeat that again. It is God who seek out man. Because if it was man who seeked out God, that would not be a true God. Because it wouldn't be a God who revealed himself. The second is that God became man. What does it mean for God to become man? It means that God reincarnated into man. God is reincarnated. It means that God came to this world to become man. And that is
complete revelation.
This is God showing himself to all of you.
So these
are the two special things about Christianity. First is that God was the one who
seeked
you. And second is that God became man. And that is so in order for us to meet God. So we thank him. And God's revelation is now in the Bible. Christ is already in heaven. So and now we have his word for us to know him.
So here
Solomon is showing us that our God is a revelatory God.
And
second, when we see that when Solomon turned around to bless the
people,
in his prayer of blessing, we see that our God is a faithful God. Why do I say
this?
Because if you read the passage,
earlier,
we see that God could have not stayed in the temple. Because our God is omnipresent. He is omnipresent. So God does not need the temple. But God allowed David to build
the temple.
But God said, I appreciate your heart to build me the temple, but I will not allow you to build it yourself. And rather, God gave this responsibility and this blessing to his son. So if we were to follow reason, Solomon almost didn't become king. Because remember, his elder brother Adonijah wanted to usurp the throne. But God didn't allow him to usurp the throne and instead placed Solomon in the kingship. And God informed David.
And
God promised David that his heirs, if they will follow him, I will fulfill my promises to
you.
One of which is to allow his descendant to build a temple for him. So we see that the things that God promises, He fulfills. And in the end, after Solomon really did build the temple. So we see that our God is a God who fulfills His promises. And because of that, we see that He is a faithful God. You know what's the difference between man and God? There are three, if man were to be faithful, there are three conditions to be met. Three conditions. First, this man who promises you something should have the ability to do it. If he promises something but doesn't have the ability to fulfill it, then he is not faithful. For example, Brother
Tuning,
if I were to tell Brother Tuning that I will give you 100 million pesos, then I don't think I have the ability to fulfill that promise. Because I don't have 100 million. But if it was Kester who tell you that he has 100 million to give you, it might be possible. You see that he's bigger than me. So he might have a better chance. Because even if you promise something, but you do not have the ability or the capability to push through with it, then you are not faithful.
So, Brother
Tuning, you should see him, not me. That's the first condition. Second condition is that after he promises something, he should have the will and the heart to do it. So second, he should have the heart, he should be willing to fulfill
it.
So if he changes his heart midway, it's useless. So, for example, when I officiate weddings, when we reach the portion of the vow, I always ask, Mister, are you willing to take this girl as your something, as your wife?
Yeah, lawful wife.
As your lawful wife. So whether
in
richer or in poorer, in sickness or in health, till death do us part.
Yes, I do.
So, of course, the guy will always say, yes, I do.
No, I don't.
Because if they say no, then they should just go home. So they will always say yes. And when they say yes, it means that they have the heart to do it. But lately, I asked them to add one word at the end. And what is that?
Yes, I do by God's grace.
And I asked him to add, yes, I do by God's grace.
Yes, I do, sorry,
because a lot of people say, yes, I do, but since it is not blessed by God, it does not, they're not able to fulfill it. So before marriage, they are so sweet. they don't need bread.
啊, 但是看秋了说,
but after marriage, they say, you know, bread is not enough. We still need coffee to push it down.
你的人哦, 有时候哦, 环境变, 人的心会怎样?
You know, oftentimes when the environment changes, man's heart also changes.
所以你这个哦, 你若要信心哦, 这个人的确有能力去创, 有心去创。
So if you want to be truly faithful, he should have the ability to do it and the heart to do it.
第三,
the third condition
是什么? 这个人就会记得了。
This is that this person should remember the
promise. 你知道有的人答应了, 他都有心啊, 不是没心啊。
You know, there are people who make a promise and they are willing to fulfill that promise. And they also have the ability to fulfill that promise. But they forget. And sometimes we also forget.
You
know, a lot of old people, they put their glasses on their foreheads and they forget and they search all around the house. And sometimes you tell someone you're going to do something, but you forget.
So this
shows us that our God is a God who has the ability, who has the heart, and who does not forget. So because of this, we can say that our God is a God who is faithful. But I want us to pay attention to two things. Because sometimes we say that, God, you promised me this thing, but you're not fulfilling it. Why did you promise me something, but I'm not seeing it? So there are two things I want to inform you. First,
上帝没答应的,
first is, do not mistakenly claim promises that God did not make to you.
因为有些东西上帝没答应,
because there are things that God did not promise you, but you think God promised.
那譬如我说这些东西,
for example,
啊, 你知道, 我真怕青年人,
you know, I'm very afraid of young people.
啊, 青年人我第一怕是叫做 MU,
and I'm very afraid of the term the young people use, MU.
你什么叫做 MU, 你知道?
You know what MU means?
啊? Mutual understanding.
It means mutual understanding.
啊, 我也怕一句话, 你知道吗?
I'm very afraid of this word.
所以我每次将 MU 变成什么, 你知道吗?
So for me, I always translate MU into,
this is not mutual understanding, this is masamang usapan.
This is not mutual understanding, rather this is masamang usapan. Because sometimes you think that is the meaning, but the other party doesn't have
that.
Sometimes he might give you a chocolate. And you might feel that this guy is crazy in love with me. So I tell the women, the young people, I tell the younger sisters, if the guy does not come out and clearly tell you that he likes you, regardless if he gives you countless numbers of chocolates and flowers, don't mind him. Don't think that just because he gave you chocolates and flowers that he has an interest in you. And then in your mind, you are thinking that this guy is crazy in love with you. It's not true, because he did not promise you anything, unless he clearly admits it to you.
So
in the Bible, when God does not promise you something, don't take it as a promise to you. Let me explain. You know, the Bible has said, when Paul told the jailer, Paul told the jailer that if you believe, you and your family will be saved. I believe you're familiar with
it.
So long as you believe, you and your family will be saved. And now a lot of people are claiming that God tells them that if I believe, my family will be saved. And And once a preacher read this, and he is claiming this promise to him. But then his father passed away. And the father is not a Christian. And he could not accept it. And he kept saying that God promised me this. Why didn't God fulfill his promise? But take note. God did not promise you this. God, through Paul, promised this only to the jailer. Now, take a look at the passage. Did the jailer and his family become believers? Yes, they became believers. God is faithful. So do not take as promises to you promises that are not made to you. But the things that are promised to you, God will definitely fulfill. Now, what did the Bible promise? The Bible promises that all ye who are weary and heavy laden, go to Him and He will give us rest. Let me ask you, if you face difficulties, does God give you peace? Yes, He does.
So you don't want to take the promise of God and not take the promise of God. But God has not given us the promise of God. We don't want to think that God has not given us the promise of God. Then we have a problem.
So let us not mistakenly claim promises that were not made to us. Second,
God's faith is not a problem.
God is faithful, that is not a question. But how God leads everyone is different. Sometimes God may give you a problem that can be solved in a day. But the problem He gives to another person takes a year to solve. But that's because the environment, the circumstances are different. Because God leads people in different ways. But God does promise that I will not leave you. Let me ask you. Will God preserve? He will. But the way He leads, the way He... Do not think that just because God is leading you a different way, that God is unfaithful. Actually, God is faithful. Brothers and sisters, I do not know what hardships you are facing right now. And do not haphazardly claim promises. But the Bible does clearly promise you that God will protect you. Just like in Psalms 23, that even though I walk into the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because God is with me. This is a promise made to us. So, brothers and sisters, the more you understand our God, your life will change. What kind of God is our God? He is a revelatory God. You do not need to guess who He is. He has already revealed Himself to us. He has already told us what He wants. The Bible is already very clear. And second, it has shown us that what God promises, He fulfills. Because He is a faithful God. A lot of times we are disappointed, but that is our mistake. Sometimes we're not faithful, but still God is faithful. Because He has the ability to do it, He has the power, He has the ability and the power to do it. He has the
the ability,
the willingness, and he does not forget.
He has a good memory.
And he has a good memory. He won't forget. So relax. Whatever problems you have, believe that God is there. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we come before you today to thank you and to apologize to you. Lord, oftentimes in our busy life right now, we forget to truly ask and to truly learn who you are. We often take things for granted, and we often box you into the type of God that we want, forgetting that you have other natures. Lord, as we continue the series, may you continue to remind us of who you are, and may we truly appreciate and accept you in everything that you are. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.